Hi everybody, welcome to Finding Japan episode 58. I'm just sitting here tying my shoes. We're getting ready to go to Tokyo and SAE, meaning myself and the rest of all of you. I'm going to do something a little different with this episode. I am going to do the entire trip from here to Tokyo Hands, probably with a stop on the way to get a coffee. So it will be mostly a sound-seeing tour. Hold on, let me turn off the radio head here. So, like I said, it will mostly be a sound-seeing tour, but I hope that it will provide those who have an interest in sort of the sounds of Japan with some good material. And I do have two topics that I wanted to talk about on the way. So there will be some, some interesting things, somewhat interesting things interspersed in between. You're with me now in the bathroom as I'm combing my hair. It's really combing when you use a brush? Probably not. And I do need to get a haircut. But the reason why I'm going to Tokyo Hands is because, or Tokyo, I don't even know how to say it, is because I need to get a drying rack. With Linda coming out here, we're going to have a lot more clothes to take care of. And what I'm using now, this setup, probably won't suffice. In fact, I should take a picture of it and put it on the blog. It's pretty funny. It's actually not funny. It's pretty pathetic. But yeah, I've been basically using... Hold on. Some hangers that have these little arms that flare out, and I've been hanging stuff on that, so that's not going to cut it moving forward. I've really been living way under my means. Okay, so I'm kind of moving around here. So the challenges with this episode are no cuts unless... there's a lot of noise, which there will be as soon as this goes into my coat. And I will be on the train, I think, for a series of about 10 minutes or so. So if it gets boring, just fast forward about 10 minutes when I'm on the train. We're going to go from the... Just so you have a mental picture, maybe you want to look this up on Google Maps... with the subway overlays to get an idea of the distance and the time that it takes. But we're going to walk from Sumida-ku over to the Oedo line at Kuramae. And then from Kuramae, we're going to take the Oedo line to Iidabashi. And then from Iidabashi, we're going to take the Yurakucho line up to Ikebukuro. And I believe that that is the closest Tokyo Hands for me. So it should be about... 45 minutes in total, I'm thinking, not including this long-winded introduction. And I don't know, if things get boring, I will interject some music maybe. I don't know. I have no post-production plan for this. I only have my topics and the errand that I need to run. So with that, let's go. First step is to take out all the unnecessary stuff that I have in my bag that is really not going to contribute to the trip. And then this way I can put my wallet in there too. And these are the same sort of procedure I normally do. And we'll take the iPod so I have something to listen to on the way back, with the exception of myself. Okay, I think we're ready to go. Let me just plug some headphones into this thing here so I can monitor what's going on. Make sure it's not way too loud or
too annoying with the body scratching. Okay, now you're going in the pocket. You ready to go in the pocket? I should probably lock this too, so I don't stop the recording. I'll try to remove as much noise as possible. Now that I'm actually listening to it too in the meantime, so I should be able to tell if there's way too much noise. It does sound kind of noisy. Will this setup work? Let's try to walk around a little bit. Not really, huh? Well, we'll go with it, and then if it doesn't work, I won't post the audio. There you go. First thing is to turn on the washing machine before I leave. Come on, come on. Cool. Can I hear something cool? That's my washing machine, it sings. Okay, check this out. Okay. Get a little Moogie tea before we go here. Moogie tea is made from wild rice, or wheat, actually. So good. You know, I'm gonna try and flip this thing around like I did last time, because I think it works better, actually. And it still picks everything up, so. Okay, let's go. Oh, keys. There's my metal door for Kelton. Here you go, Kelton. Alright, let's go. Oh, it's a nice day out. It's not too cold. This will be good for getting some errands done instead of it being cold or rainy or anything like that. Okay, so we are off. We're walking. I may have edited some of the beginning part there because it really was kind of loud and annoying and pointless as I was moving the recorder from pocket to pocket, trying to figure out the best way. Okay. Let's see here. There's two things I wanted to talk about. One is I had an excellent time last night with Scott Lockman from Tokyo Calling. Him and I had met out in the Suidobashi area. Korakuen area there. His stomping grounds, as he puts it. And went to two different places, and one of the places we went to is the hotel right by the Tokyo Dome there. And on the 43rd floor, there's a jazz bar. And it's divided in half. One half of it just has counters and stand-up tables and counters along the windows, and then the other half is an actual sit-down restaurant with food and live music. And we were at the stand-up part, just enjoying a couple drinks, and it's one of the most incredible views that I've seen in Tokyo in a long time. And it's interesting because you can see one part of it, one side of the view is more of a suburban type view, but you still see many tall buildings. And then the other side, you can see out towards Minato-ku and the Emperor's Palace. And it's just such a beautiful sight, especially after being on one side of the bar for about an hour and then moving to the other side and looking out the other windows is quite a striking difference. So if you're in that area near the Tokyo Dome Park where the roller coaster is and the dome where the concerts and it's going to sound really crazy, but where the water park fall waterfall thing is, there's a carousel there, there's a shopping mall, it's the La Croix, which I think is the camel building that Scott had said, that area, and just look for one of the tallest hotels and go in there and go up to the 43rd floor and enjoy yourself a nice drink, if that's your thing. They do have non-alcoholic drinks too. I almost got a Shirley Temple. Okay, anyway, it was really nice to be able to meet up with Scott, and I appreciate his time and company, and it was a lot of fun. And I just had an incredibly stressful week due to some visa issues that I'm trying to get sorted out, which I won't talk about in this podcast for two reasons. One, I don't want to get more stressed out, and two, it's not resolved yet, and I'd rather tell the story once it has an ending. make it a little more interesting. But yes, suffice to say that I was pretty in need of some de-stressing, and that was just the perfect opportunity to go and relax and kick back and have some fun and talk. And every time I sit down with Scott, I immensely enjoy his company because he's a very creative thinker, and he thinks of things on many different levels. So I enjoy that, and he gets my mind going, things that I want to do. In fact, he was telling me about a student that he once had who was learning languages, and he was keeping a diary. And the diary was structured so that each page had five columns, and each column was a different year. So that as you're keeping your diary, you see the entries for that same diary the same day for previous years. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. And maybe there's some sort of way to do that electronically with DevonThink or something. And got my mind going about that. That would be kind of fun. So, just some interesting thoughts. A lot of interesting conversation. We both almost missed the trains, I believe. Actually, Scott did miss the train. And he ended up taking a taxi back home. But he's very close to that area, so it wasn't a big deal. Me, on the other hand, I ended up transferring on the wrong trains and got a little redirected, and I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to make the connection back to the Sobu line to get over to where I need to be. Ooh, now that I'm crossing the river, it's really cold. Chilly. I should switch gears here. Oh. Weird, it's like making a long distance phone call. Actually, no, podcasting is more like making a long distance voicemail. You're probably getting a lot of road noise in one ear. I can hear it right now. I really need to get a pair of microphones or something to connect to this so I can do this a little better. There goes an ambulance. I thought it might come by. I'm sure you probably hear it anyway. So, I realized that I've known Scott personally for less than a year, and through his podcast for quite a bit of time, but was never really an active board poster on Tokyo Calling or anything. So, it's kind of interesting to be able to make such a connection with somebody in a short period of time through the shared interest of podcasting. And we talked a lot about podcasting, but I think we spent more time talking about just creative things, which was nice. It's nice to sort of step out of the podcasting world for a little bit and enjoy some good conversation. So that's exactly what it was. It was some great conversation, and really appreciate it. Scott, we'll have to do more of that in the future, I believe. So, and you know, the other thing is too is I wanted to talk about. It's kind of hard to be serious when there's all this traffic here. I wanted to talk about just connections in general, because I realized that when Linda arrives here, we're going to be entering the next phase of our relationship, which is cohabitation. I wish I had some cool music to play right there or something, but I probably won't bother. But yeah, cohabitation. How cool is that? Have her around all the time? I don't know, maybe I'll be kicking myself later. but no, I'm really, really excited about having her here. It should be a lot of fun, but it's a big step for us. It's a big step for her coming out here, foreign country, not knowing the language, and just coming out here to relax. And she's starting her studies too at a U.S. university, so she'll be just as busy, I think. And we should have lots of good adventures while she's here. I look forward to that. Actually, every time I'm out, I end up finding a whole new area of Tokyo that I want to explore with her. So hopefully we can do some of that together. I'm also looking for a way to take a cooking class in Japan with her. So that'll be kind of fun. We're going to see whether or not we can make something like that happen. I'm kind of annoyed at how loud it is. I don't even know if this is going to come out very well. So, this guy's like ready to race across the street. This guy was using the berm of the sidewalk as it's going into the street as a, kind of like a starting line. This guy was getting all ready to cross the road, and he's waiting for the light to turn green, and he pulled me. Should be fun to have her here and to deepen that connection with her. And you know, I think many couples probably take that for granted, but I know we certainly haven't. Being apart has been a strain, but it's created some interesting compensating behaviors, such as a lot of text messaging, a lot of small things, you know, just to kind of have a touch point with the person, get a touch back, things like that. So it should be interesting to see how our relationship changes as a result, and how it grows with this new arrangement. And important too, in advance for getting married, because I think you really need to sort of understand and work out, you know, what it's like to live with somebody before jumping in with the marriage thing. But I have no worries. Everything will be fine. And looking forward to it. So I'm going to stop at the convenience store and pick up like a quick mineral, not a mineral drink, but like a one of those, this woman just looked at me really scarily. One of the, it's kind of like a vitamin thing in a tube. It's usually a good pick-me-up if you're on the run, so I'm going to get one of those real quick, and then I'll join you again as I come out of this area. Okay.
ないでしょ。 申し訳ありません。
ありません。はい、わかりました。すみません。ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
That beeping and repeating sound, that's a cement truck making a turn. In case you're wondering. Okay, I got my yogurt drink. We're good to go.It's really interesting to hear the convenience store guy talk to me, and I kind of wanted to talk to people to get them to talk so you could kind of hear what they sound like. It's probably not good to record them without me knowing that they are, or without them knowing that I'm recording them, but what are you going to do? But what was interesting, right at the end of the conversation, not even, right at the end of the transaction, I should say, he went into a really quick, high-pitched, arigato gozaimasu.It was really funny. I wonder if you were able to catch that. Yay. Okay, now we're going into the deep annals of the subway system here. I don't feel bad eating my yogurt on the subway since it's self-contained. There's a lot of these drinks that are in a packet, and it's kind of like a little squeeze pouch.A little plastic cap on the top, so any sort of mushy food or drink or jelly fits in these things really well. You can eat them pretty conveniently without making a mess. Much, much better than a cup and a spoon. So, okay, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the subway here for a moment. It looks like I have a few minutes.When you come into the subway, you're going to notice, especially when you hit the platform, it's called the home loop. It's kind of like home. Ooh. You'll also notice that when trains come in, it gets pretty windy. But you'll end up seeing numbers on the train tracks. from Furamae to Irabashi. And so that means we'll have 9 minutes of me on the train checking my email and twittering with people and things like that, and there will be boring silence. So when I get on the train, feel free to fast forward for about 9 minutes. And I'm probably wasting audio space and people's space on MP3 players and everything with 9 minutes of nothing, but if you're into it, then you can just put on your headphones and enjoy the 9 minutes of the stereo cycle. Let's see, it's 10:35. That's the sound for the train that you hear. It's the arrival train. It said the train for Kurohai is arriving at platform 1, and please stand behind the white line. And it gave the destination of the train that I was heading towards Inabashi and Gatochoman, which is where it ends, but it gets there for Inabashi. So, alright, I'm gonna get on the train, and you can enjoy the ride along with me. Let's go.
JR 線は戻り換えです。
Mada ohayou gozaimasu. Oishikatta desu.
Thank you.
Oh man, so many stories. I'll save the construction one. That guy I just spoke to was selling stuff yesterday, and I bought stuff from him. They were feeding me all these different types of dried foods in little plastic packets, and I ended up eating a few of them. So I thought they were really good, so I ended up buying them. They had like seven different kinds for about 1,500 yen. These guys sell DVDs. And these DVDs, I'll check it out on the way back. So I thought it was pretty good. So I bought seven of them. And they were both really nice, and they were selling me different types, like, I think dried fish and things like that. Nothing too crazy. There's a Lawson's I've never noticed before. Wow. It's a natural Lawson. I don't know what the difference is. But yeah, they were selling like different types of DVDs and things like that. And, well, not DVDs, dried foods. God, I can't even keep my head straight. And, let's see. I was surprised to see that guy there just a moment ago, so he was kind of in front of his stand there, going back and forth and just saying, you know, singing, I guess. And so I just said to him, oh, hey, nice to see you, good morning. And I told him that his stuff was delicious, because I ate quite a few of them the other night. But anyway, the guy was really nice, so I said, okay, I'll buy your stuff. he did this really deep bow too, and kind of held it, which is a little strange. I'm not used to that long bow, long form bow. It's kind of nice. It's cute. Okay. Train's coming now. Well, I don't know how long this one's gonna take, but I know it takes about 4 stops, I think. 3 or 4 stops. Oh, wait, here we go. It's gonna take us another 9 minutes. So you can end up fast-forwarding another 9 minutes here. And here comes the train. Okay. That's it, I'll let you go, and I'll pick up the construction story on the way to Tolkien Grands. Tolkien Grands, whatever. Let's get on the train.
Construction.
so they'll post an insanely detailed amount of information about what it is they're doing, including, hold on here, east exit this way, I think I need to go this way, including pictures, like before and after, what it is they're doing, why they're doing it, how long they'll be doing it for. I mean, it is so detailed. Ah, okay, I know where I am now. I think I've finally been in this station enough to know where it is I pop out of. The crazy part is if someone was lost in this, I would not be able to give them directions of how to get to where I was. It's one of those visual things. I have too many topics. It's good, but it's bad. Oh, there's a picture of a horse sitting down that I took from my fiance's mother. I have to send that to her. Really cute advertisement for a size-on card. I'll post that picture up, too. Maybe I'll use this. Maybe I'll use that one for the blog post. Anyway, too many topics. Let me finish the construction one. So, they're building a hotel across the street from my work right now. And in that hotel, in that construction site, I can see like how far along they are, what it is they're going to be doing, and when, and it's pretty interesting. So, back to the thing about the construction there in Iidomachi. What was interesting about that? Is this how long ago? Hold on. Let's see. Page east exit. No, that's exit 37. Walk 42. I think I have to go this way. Oh my god, this place is way too big. 42? 42 is the answer to the universe. It's also the exit out of Ikebukuro Station. Central Passage East Gate. I think it's... Yeah, cause it's kind of towards Big Camera, so I think I'm kind of in the right direction. I should stop at Big Camera. I'm trying some microphones for this thing. I can see above ground a little bit. 42. 42 is... which way? Bad when you're going in a circle. Here's 42, I found the exit. But let's hope this is the right exit. Yeah, so this, I can finally talk about it. This construction that was being done in Ikebukuro was, not Ikebukuro, Iidomachi. They're doing something with like the escalator and the stairs and rearranging something. But that loop was basically saying, I didn't catch it, but it was talking about the construction. So there was only like 10 people in the hallway at the time, but they were pretty adamant that they wanted to let you know. Do I actually want to go to exit 43? 35 is actually the exit I want, but we'll go above ground and get there. Future reference, the answer is not 42, the answer is 35. It's always fun to pop up here and go, where am I? Okay, I know where I am now. Not a problem. We're good, we're good. Oh, what was the other thing I was going to talk about? Oh, the misuse of words. I saw something the other day that said, it was describing music. It says relaxing and emotional. And it was an interesting choice of words. Relaxing and emotional. And, then I was on another, I was on the train today, just a moment ago, and I was looking at a sign that said the romance car. And it's some sort of like high-speed car. So I think that those words are getting used a little oddly. But you kind of get used to hearing strange English, or misused English, I should say. The English itself is not strange, just the use is fairly strange. Okay, now we're walking by Big Camera in Iidomachi here, or Ikebukuro, I don't know where
it is.
Okay, it in. Okay, it's a bunch of like loudspeakers they have out front advertising different products. One guy was trying to sell cell phones. This place sells medications. Some tourists, amazing things. They're handing out flyers for exposure to that J-pop music. I have a friend who's doing some commercial research about the use of Cameron Diaz and SoftBank promotions. And she asked me to take some pictures of any adverts I've seen with Cameron Diaz, and there was one staring me in the face. So I had to take that picture. Is that another camera? The camera doesn't sell just cameras, by the way. It's an electronics store. They sell vacuum cleaners, too. They got a huge ad for vacuum cleaners. This guy's standing outside with a Big Mac with a McDonald's sign, and it actually worked for me. Now I want coffee. So loud. Oh, there's McDonald's. Kind of far away. What to do? Do I need the coffee and the chocolate pie? No. Okay, we're gonna go back. We're gonna stay on track and go to Tokyo Hands. Tokyo Hands, whatever. We gotta expose you to this again. Here we go. Looks like it has a cool hamburger. I've never been there. The Zippin' Ultimate Cheeseburger. I should check that out. I'll do that after Tokyo Hands. Okay. This is a cool area here because they close the street down to pedestrians. So that... Hi, arigato. I got free tissues. But yeah, this street is closed down to car traffic, I should say. And it lets you just kind of stroll through. It's kind of a nice area. I have a yakiniku restaurant that I like. It's right around here. Oh, looks like Sweeney Todd's playing now. Oh, it has been. People are all getting ready to watch movies by lining up to buy tickets. So, there's a Wendy's here too, I forgot about that. It's hard to find Wendy's in Japan. There's one in Shinjuku. I guess there's one here too. I can see Tokyo Hands. We're almost there. Do you guys want to come shopping with me in Tokyo Hands? I'm not sure if you do or not. Maybe. Kind of long here. I'm not putting chapter markers or anything in this podcast. Wendy's has a mega burger now too. Super mega Wendy's. I gotta take a picture of this. This is kind of funny. I've noticed that that super mega trend of things is pretty popular with the hamburger restaurants here in Japan. McDonald's had a four burger restaurant for a while. It's pretty cool. This is the exact area I was in when I did the sound tour of looking for a Guitar Hero. It's the exact same area I'm in. Holy crap, I gotta watch this. I think I just witnessed an advertisement for a remix of Kojima Yoshiro's Sonna no Kanke Nai bit that he does on NHK. Oh my god. See, this is why I need to have the recorder going all of the time. I would not have picked that up otherwise. Maybe I'll just edit this and do a highlight reel instead. Do like an abridged version. It's gonna take some time to edit it. I don't know. Alright, let's go to Toadie Hands and look for... Oh wow, Valentine's Day explosions in here. Holy crap. What I'm seeing is tons and tons of different types of chocolate on this first floor here. They are getting in full swing, and it's all women that are here because, you know, Valentine's Day in Japan, it's a holiday for women to give men gifts and chocolate and things like that. So, but they get people right back. The men get their dues because I think in March it's what's called White Day, which is actually the opposite of Valentine's Day, where the men are supposed to return the favor. So every floor at the front has Valentine's Day stuff. I'm on the freaking bathroom goods and toilet goods cleaning supplies floor, and there's Valentine's Day stuff right in the front here. This is out of control. Okay, drying rack. Sweet. Perfect. This is exactly what I want. That one goes outside. That one hangs in from a... Let's see, this is... Comport, the starting point of pleasure. A reliable brand selected by those with good taste. Do I have good taste? These are all things that you sort of like hang up and then you hang your clothes from. It's nothing that can really like hang stuff across. Oh, this one's kind of cool. It's just a metal rack that has the two hanger things you can hang things on it. This would actually be better because it'll keep stuff out of the way. This one here, I think I'd rather get a plastic one though. Yeah, because it has stuff you can hang stuff on. What to do? All these drying racks have women on them. Let's see here. Well, I think now's a good time to set the recorder off since I really need to make it selection, so I want to do that. Talk to you all.
Chinto shante pan, chinto shante pan. Tabete, 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 tabete. Hai, oppappi. 冬の青キーズはおっぱっぴーなハッピーウィンターボックス。青キー。